A top official of the Securities and Exchange Commission said this week that more companies are likely to be charged in the burgeoning mutual fund scandal. Last week, the SEC filed civil fraud charges against Putnam Investments, the country's fifth-largest mutual fund company. The company's chief executive resigned on Monday. Joining us now from member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, is our friend from the world of business, editorial director for Fortune magazine, Joe Nocera. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, Scott.
How big a deal, if you please, is this mutual fund scandal?
It is a pretty big deal for several reasons. First, the mutual fund industry has, by and large, been untainted by scandal throughout its long history. And now it turns out, by goodness, they're just as bad as everybody else, if not worse.
Let me quote from Elliot Spitzer, the New York Attorney General, who's been conducting his own independent investigation. He told a congressional committee this week, he said the companies accused have, quote, utterly betrayed the American public. Very strong words. What exactly are they accused of doing?
Well, they're accused of doing several things, Scott. First of all, they're accused of something called market timing, which is not necessarily illegal, but it's a practice that's frowned upon within the industry, and most of them actually have very strongly worded statements in their prospectuses that they kick out people who try to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's the practice of moving in and out of funds very, very quickly in the space of a day or a couple of hours or whatever. And the reason that's harmful to investors is because it means the fund manager really doesn't have the ability to buy and sell stocks the way he would like to, because he's got these incredibly fast flows of money coming in, coming out, coming in, coming out, and he has to raise cash, and he just, mm-hmm. It's almost as if he has to sit on the sidelines and let the market timers do all the work. The second practice that the fund industry has been accused of is actually illegal, and that's called late timing. The way mutual funds work is at 4 o'clock every afternoon, that's when the price is posted for the mm-hmm. fund. What some funds did was they allowed certain hedge funds and others to come in after 4 o'clock, knowing that there was news coming that would up the price of the fund and get the previous day's price. Spitzer actually has, in typical Spitzer fashion, he has emails documenting these companies saying, Janus in particular, I remember saying, this is going to give us $10 million in fees and we can't turn, you know, we need that money. And so therefore we're going to do this even though we know it's wrong.
Question, obviously, for a lot of people this week is, are there tens of millions of people in the United States who put money into mutual funds because they were considered safe, sound, reliable, and trustworthy in danger of losing their money?
No, they're not. People are not in danger of losing their money. What's basically happened here is that insiders have been skimming off the top. And, you know, they're taking a nickel here, a dime here, a dollar here, consistently out of the pockets of shareholders. So no company at this point is in trouble of going under. Nobody's assets are in really terrible, terrible trouble. It's just kind of proof that people have been cheated over the years.
The Wall Street Journal reported on Friday that investors have pulled $4.4 billion out of Putnam Investments. And that's on top of the more than $4 billion that institutional investors have pulled out. That doesn't sound like a good place to have your money at this point.
No, it doesn't. But I will say for Putnam that they did very quickly fire the CEO, mm-hmm. and they do seem pretty determined to do right by the investors. But, you know, part of the problem people have is if your 401k is affiliated with Putnam, you don't really have any choice unless your company mm-hmm. decides to switch 401ks. And part of the reason the mutual fund industry will probably come through this is because so much of their money now is retirement money that's kind of locked up and you don't have a lot of options.
So you seem to think, Joe, that mutual funds as an investment instrument are besmirched but not totally discredited.
This is one of the situations where it could go one of two ways. It could wind up that the companies that are in trouble now is pretty much the extent of it. If it's contained there, I think it's a pretty overcomable scandal ultimately. And there'll be reforms and that'll be good. If it is, if it turns out that everybody in the entire industry is doing this, then I think it's going to be a lot harder to overcome. And I think that large companies that have their 401ks and mutual funds will start to think about different places that their employees can invest their retirement money, which would be far more devastating for the industry.
Joe Nocera, editorial director for Fortune magazine, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.